This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting muslimcentral.com/donate.
Yeah, Musa, is this Musa?
Who's
he? Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. These are my people, right? The Qari Zallah Khair will cover tonight four surahs, Ghafir, Fussilat, Shura, Zukhruf. يعني خلاص again, the very final countdown, almost we're done with the Quran. Wallahi, it feels pain. Ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه used to say, Wallahi, لو طهرت قلوبنا ما شبعنا من كلام ربنا. He used to say, if our heart was to be clean, we would never feel enough from listening to the words of Allah Azza wa Jalla. We want to listen more and more and more and more. بس الله المستعان. سورة غافر, غافر, غافر الذنب وقابل التوب شديد العقاب ذي الطول لا إله إلا هو. إليه المصير. It's a beautiful gem. غافر, the forgiver, the one who loves to forgive, سبحانه وتعالى. قابل التوب, the one who accepts the توبة, the repentance. شديد العقاب as well, he's the feeling punishment. And ذي الطول, سبحانه وتعالى, infinite in his bounty. سبحانه, he's الواسع, الواسع المغفرة, واسع العطاء, واسع الرحمة, سبحانه وتعالى. Allah سبحانه وتعالى says, here's a beautiful ayah, verse number 7, it's a gem from Surah Ghafir. Allah سبحانه وتعالى says about these special angels. There are special angels who are surrounding the throne of Allah, or carrying the throne of Allah. The Prophet Muhammad, there's a question, sisters, let's start with the sisters. Those who are carrying the throne of Allah, they are angels. The Prophet describes them. He says, مَا بَيْنَ شُحْمَةِ أُذُنِهِ إِلَى كَتِفِهِ مَا بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Between the lobe of his ear to his shoulder is the distance between the heaven and earth. This is one angel. One angel between here and here is the distance between the seven, the heaven and earth. How many are these angels who are carrying the throne of Allah? Ukhti? Wa alaykum salam. Jaldi. Huh? Eight. طيب, before we give her eight, what ayah? Give her chocolate. What ayah gives me the proof? What ayah? Wa yahmilu 'arsha rabbika fawqahum yawma idin. Huh? Hey. Give her more chocolate. نعم. Aywa, wa yahmilu 'arsha rabbika fawqahum yawmin thamaniya. These special angels, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ghafir, verse number 7. Alladhina yahmiluna al-'arsha wa man hawlahu yusabbihuna bihamdi rabbihim wa yu'minuna bih wa yastaghfiruna lilladhina amanu rabbana wasi'ta kulla shay'in rahmatan wa 'ilma faghfir lilladhina tabu wattaba'u sabilaka waqihim 'adhabal jahim rabbana wa adkhilhum jannati 'adn. These special angels, they're making dua for you, for your families, for your spouses, for your children, for your parents. What are they saying? They say, rabbana wasi'ta, rabbana wasi'ta, wasi'ta rahmatan kull shay'in rahmatan wa 'ilma rabbana. They seek forgiveness to the believers and they say, Rabbana, O our Lord, forgives those who repent. Not only forgive them and admit them into Jannati Adn. Alone, admit them into Jannati Adn, them and their parents and their siblings and their children. And they're making dua for you, and they're making dua for Allah Azza wa Jalla to save you from hellfire. وَقِهِمُ السَّيِّئَاتِ وَمَنْ تَقِي السَّيِّئَاتِ يَوْمَئِذٍ فَقَدْ رَحِمْتَهُ وَذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ وَالْفَوْزُ. And then Surah Fussilat. These surahs are Makki surahs. They're all Makki surahs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, with regard to Surah Fussilat, in fact, Allah Azza wa Jalla makes a mention of the importance of da'wah and husn khuluq in Surah Fussilat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the stories of some of the prophets like Salih and Hud. And then these people, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, verse number 21, حَتَّى إِذَا مَا جَاءُهَا. At the end of time, they will come in the hellfire. These people will be admitted to hellfire. They would say, حَتَّى إِذَا مَا جَاءُهَا شَهِدَ عَلَيْهِمْ سَمْعُهُمْ وَأَبْصَارُهُمْ وَجُلُودُهُمْ. Who will witness against them? Their skins will witness against them. Their sights will witness against them. Their julud and their sam', their hearing, will witness against them. بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. for that which they used to do, and then they will say, وَقَالُوا لِجُنُودِهِمْ لِمَ شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا قَالُوا أَنْطَقَنَا اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْطَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. You will, you know, your skin will come and witness against you. And these people, they will tell their skins, they will tell their bodies, they will tell their physical faculties, why are you testifying against us? What made you talk? And these people, these physical faculties, they will say, Allah made us talk. Allah Azza wa Jalla will put a seal on the tongue, and who will speak? Your sight will speak, your hearing will speak, your limbs will speak. May Allah Azza wa Jalla save us. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the importance of istiqama, the importance of steadfastness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in fact, this is one of, there are so many beautiful ayahs, this is one of my most beautiful, beloved ayah to my heart. Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah. Verse number 13. Those who say, Allah is our Lord, your Lord, my Lord, Allah. Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Then they remain steadfast. This is the very important, this is the goal. They remain steadfast. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ. Angels will descend upon them with the beautiful great news. أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. Don't be sad, don't be scared, don't be terrified, because at that time, the time of death or the time of resurrection, people will be scared and terrified. The angels, they will come to soothe you, to tell you, don't be sad, don't be sad, don't be scared. وَأَبْشِرُوا. And give glad tidings of what? Of Jannah. Brothers and sisters, the key here is istiqamah. Don't just Ramadan after Ramadan you quit. لا, istiqamah. Istiqamah until the day we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remain steadfast in the name of Allah azza wa jal. Surah Ash-Shura. Surah Ash-Shura, it's also Makki Surah. I'm almost done here. And here is a test, a prize, what the Quran here. I have a mushaf. Let's start with the sisters and then go with the brothers. Script, Uthmani, Medina, King Fahd. Huh? They already took two. So, okay, brothers then. They already took two Qur'ans. So we start with the brothers. Okay, brothers. Surah Ash-Shura, and the Imam, the Sheikh, will also be the referee here. It starts with Ha, Ma, A, Sa, Qa. Who can recite this properly? Properly with the Tajweed. Tajweed, yalla. If Sheikh Al-Husari was here, he would fail you. If Sheikh Al-Husari was here, Anuhamim, I'm saying, where is the mudud? Where is, okay, I heard you. Somebody else. La 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 mishkafha. I want surah to surah. Surah, surah. It's ha, ma, ha. I don't want to say it. Ha, ma, ha, sa, qa. When is the sin? When is the ayah? Is that him, Sheikh? Shall I give it to him? It's good? Is that good? Ya Allah, ha. MashaAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verse number 20, almost done. Zakum Allah khair. Man kana yuridu harth al-akhirati nazid lahu fi harthi. This, if you just listen to this ayah, put it in your heart, your mind will rest in terms of who is the Razzaq, is Allah. You will be at rest. You won't worry about your risk. You won't worry about your sustenance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever wants the harvest of the akhirah, we shall increase in his harvest. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الدُّنْيَا نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ نَصِيبٍ. And whoever wants the harvest of this dunya, he shall only get that which he wants. But he will not get nothing from the akhirah. Your focus should be the focus of the akhirah. That does not mean sit down and do nothing. That does not mean don't go to work. When the Prophet Muhammad came to the masjid and he found this man always at the masjid, dhuhr, asr, which is great, he was praying. all the time. He was always there before the salah, after the salah. The Prophet asked, who is supporting this man? They said, Ya Rasulullah, his brother is supporting him financially. The Prophet says, his brother is better than him. He prays, but he also works. This man is not working. So your focus should be akhirah. Brothers and sisters, even the Hafad the Quran, even the Qadis, some I met, you know, they want to memorize the Quran to lead Taraweeh. I say, no, you are memorizing the Quran to increase your ranks in Jannah, to bring your presence to with you in Jannah, and inshallah ta'ala, dunya will come. Dunya will come. Taraweeh will come. They will ask you to lead. But your intention should not be, I'm memorizing the Quran so I can lead the Salah. La, that should not be your concentration or your focus, other than meeting and other than pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Last but not least, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Surah Al-Zukhruf, Makkiyya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in verse number 71, and this is my end, Allah azza wa jalla talks about the hope, the wish of the people of hellfire. At the end, they have in fact three wishes. This is their final wish. They would wish to die. I mentioned that yesterday, one sister, she says, Surah Al-Zukhruf. This is what we're doing now. They will ask Malik, وَنَادَوْ يَا مَالِكُ يَا مَالِكُ يَا مَالِكُ. They will be calling. Ibn Kathir said they will be calling 1,000 years and Malik will not respond to them. Who is Malik?
The angel.
He is the angel. Yeah, well, what angel? What angel? What angel?
Gates of hell.
Huh? The angel
No. The gatekeeper. There are many gatekeepers. There's 19 gatekeepers. Who is Malik?
Brother of Jibril.
Who is Malik? Who is Malik? No. There are 19 gatekeepers of hellfire. Who is Malik? Khazin al-Nab fi 19. Alayha 19. But who is? He is the master gatekeeper. The master. هذا سيدهم كلهم. The master gatekeeper of hellfire. وَنَادَوْ يَا مَالِكْ لِيَقْضِ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكْ. And he will say, oh Malik, لِيَقْضِ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكْ. We want to die. Eventually, they just want to perish. They want to die because of the intensity of the punishment. قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ. He will respond to them, you shall live in it forever. And then he says, here's the reason why. لَقَدْ جِئْنَاكُمْ بِالْحَقِّ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَكُمْ لِلْحَقِّ كَارِهُونَ. We brought you the truth, but you rejected the truth. Brothers and sisters, what is the truth? What is the truth? They rejected the truth. They rejected the truth, they denied the truth. What is the truth in the back? Jahannam? Jahannam is the truth.
One God?
There's somebody said one God. What is? Bilhaqiwa.
Tawheed.
Yes, sir. What?
Tawheed.
Sarkari?
Coffee?
Oh, Tawfiq! She said Tawfiq? Tawheed! Yes, give her! Give her all the chocolate, Tawheed! Who said that as well there? In best, they refuse. Somebody there? Here we go. La ilaha illallah. He said it. But they rejected La ilaha illallah. Brothers and sisters, La ilaha came to you. What are you doing with it? May Allah bless you. Uphold to it. Steadfast, inshaAllah ta'ala. And keep saying, La ilaha illallah. Sometimes we feel our iman is down. The Prophet says, Jaddidu imanakum. Jaddidu imanakum. Renew your iman. By saying, all of us together. By saying, La ilaha illallah. This is how you can renew iman in your heart. Sisters, all brothers. Jaddidu imanakum biqawli. La ilaha illallah. Ya salam. I love you all. For the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Barakallahu feekum. Salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala. Wa barakatuh. Here we go. Thank you.